You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants are inching toward opening day, and they are attempting to figure out their roster and navigating through some injuries. Let's catch up with Chris Taft on all that is going on with the Giants. I am Allison Fetter. Chris, I guess we'll start with Will Smith, because that is a huge bummer. So he seems to have a sprain and a strain in his elbow. Man, he was maybe supposed to be that setup guy. So what's going on with him, and how much does that hurt the Giants?
Well, what's going on with him, Allison, is that he's going to get a second opinion from the Dodgers team doctor of all things. I shouldn't joke about that. he's Dr. Neil Ellitrash. He's very accomplished, and this goes on in baseball all the time where, a particular doctor may have a, specialize in a certain discipline, and a rival team will send its player to him to be examined. So Will Smith's going to get examined. They'll get the second opinion, and if they decide he needs surgery, they'll perform it probably pretty quickly here. But even then, he would, in that event, keep the out for an indefinite period, maybe a majority of the season. I don't know. I can't put a time table on it without, until they go in there. But, they're going to have to look for another, set-up candidate or two. It may end up being, set up by committee, so to speak, for the Giants for a while.
And that's, that's not good news for anybody. But, of course, the Giants have always, we've been talking about their bullpen issues for quite some time now, and we sort of thought that they had gotten that straightened out. So really, it's not like you get really deep bullpens from team to team, but this could really be problematic for them.
Well, you're right, Allison. It's in a way, Will Smith was like he was a really handy guy to have around, in that he could be, he could serve in a setup role. He could be a lefty specialist. He could be. He did well against right-handed batters, so he could pitch complete innings. And so you lose a lot. So they've got a lot of young guys who have a lot of skills, but not that kind of experience. So I don't think they even know right now what they're going to do.
Well, moving on to happier news, Madison Bumgarner. there's only really a couple guys who could create news in spring training by only pitching a couple of innings and then leaving and, just kind of having a normal day that way. But Madison Bumgarner, if he leaves after two innings pitched this late in the spring, then everyone kind of panics. But really, he just left because he wanted to do the rest of his throwing in the bullpen, and he has had quite a workload, I guess, in the last couple of years. So he feels pretty strong, right? There's no issues with him.
I'd say there's virtually no reason, maybe just flat out no reason to worry about Madison Bumgarner. He's, the day he pitched those two innings in the game, he essentially threw the equivalent of three or four innings, three or four more innings out in the bullpen. So he got, as they say, got his work in. He knows where he needs to be. He's been around long enough now to the point where, like I say, he knows where he needs to be. He knows what, he knows how to pace himself, which is an issue here this spring with the extra long spring due to the World Baseball Classic. And I expect another, strong year from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and the last thing I want to ask you about was Barry Bonds. It was announced that he's going to be a special advisor to the CEO. I think that's the role he was always supposed to be in. I couldn't understand why he wanted to go be a hitting coach for the Marlins. It turned out he didn't want to be a hitting coach for the Marlins. it's just a lot of work. I don't know if people understand quite how many hours go into being a hitting coach. They're the first ones in. They're the last ones to leave. You really have to want to do it. But to be kind of in this role that Bonds is going to enter, it kind of feels right, right? I mean, he's beloved there, and he can do some good things in the community. How was that received?
Oh, very well. And I think, fans will welcome him with open arms. It's great that the organization still does. Little period, for example, the play ball lunch next, it's next Friday. It's an annual pre-opening day type function. Barry Bonds will be there. Just all he has to do is show up, and that's his job, just to be Barry Bonds and be available. and then he's he actually sounds like he's looking forward to going around the minor leagues once the season begins and checking in on the hitters there, the prospects they've got, at the various and sundry minor league locales. He's ready for that. So, and of course, he'll pop in on a major league team every so often. He should be a very welcome presence and a helpful one, too.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me to sort of observe these former players, these big names, and then the team hired them on to be special assistants. And it can go a million different directions. So I'm not going to specifically name some of the players that sort of have the titles and you don't really see them a whole lot. But a good example of someone who is full on into it is somebody like Luis Gonzalez, who became a special assistant for the Diamondbacks many years ago, soon after he retired, has an office at the ballpark, goes to the minor leagues. He is involved with everything. And so it kind of is dependent on the player to make of it what he wants it to be, right? I mean, Barry Bonds could really get into it, or he could throw out first pitches and kiss babies and call it a day. So, it sounds like it's kind of wide open in that way.
Yeah, very true, Allison. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Barry, because you've got, they still have Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, and Orlando Cepeda, great, great Hall of Famers doing work for them. But, in fairness to them, they are older. They can't do as much. They can't be as active as they once were. So here comes a Bonds to fill the void, so to speak. Not that there's a great void, but, if things work out between him and the club, then there's your foundation for the new, era of club spokesman or whatever. Mays, McCovey, Cepeda will be replaced by, Bonds, Will Clark, Rich Aurelia, this spring Cody Ross, has really gotten into his coaching gig here at spring training. And so, there'll be some, new icons and necessary ones just due to the passage of time.
Yeah, the Giants are so lucky that they just have iconic names from every generation. I hope they realize how lucky they are. It is fascinating to really watch them. When they host postseason games or World Series games, and you bring out the greats from years past, and it's like some of the greatest players who have ever played the game, and they're just all standing out there, still representing the Giants. I'm sure the Giants have a great appreciation for that.
Yeah, they do that. They honor the past as well as anybody, and they make it. They somehow find a way to make it relevant to the present, and that's a good thing. You don't live in the past. You use it to steer, I guess. Show you how to be, the future generations of players. Show them how to be successful. I mean, I didn't have a chance to write about it this spring, but a couple of their young outfielders received some tips from Willie Mays. I mean, come on, these guys, these kids, if they make the major leagues, they're like the next generation of big leaguers, and they can honestly say that they were affected by a guy who started playing baseball in 1951. It really is a neat thing.
Yeah, it's amazing, especially much the old footage of them and in their heyday, and it's pretty awesome. All right, Chris, thank you so much. Get on with your day. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.